Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, there is an extraordinarily distressing story on yesterday's front page of the Sunday World, another exclusive of the Sunday World, Alan Cherry. And the photographs are deeply, deeply disturbing. Now, the photographs only are for us. Can you imagine what this child went through when he was mauled by a bulldog as he played football in the park? That child's name was Daryl Brady. He's 12. This happened last Saturday week. And his father, Robbie Graham, is on the line. Robbie, how is Daryl today? It's now 9 days. How is he?
Grand now. He was in today. He got the bandages off, so his stitches are out. People can see them. And they were covered up for the last couple of days. Yeah, he got them off. He's okay. He doesn't want to look at them himself.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He won't look at himself.
I presume he hasn't seen these photographs of himself.
He has. He wanted to get the paper yesterday, so okay. He'd already seen what they look like. He wanted to see what the dog had done. He just doesn't want to look at themselves at the minute.
Okay. And tell us, Robbie, what happened?
So last week on the Saturday, it was December, he was over playing football field. It's only less than 30 seconds away from our house. Mm-hmm. And he was playing football with two of his friends. And when there's the back part, so there's another pitch attached to it. An American XL bully, it's like a big breed of bulldog, ran out. It was off the lid and ran out towards one of his friends. And Daryl, because he loves dogs, started calling the dog back and got the dog to go back to the owner, who he thought at the time was about 15 or 16, but later turned out that he was 14.
Okay.
And when he got the dog back, the owner put the dog on the lead, and my son asked, could he pet the dog? So basically the he said, yeah, are you afraid of dogs? Because if you are, he's going to know and he'll be afraid of you. Because he's not. He said, no, I'm grand. And he went to pet the dog. And as he did, the dog started to growl. He pulled his hand away. And with that, one of his friends shouted out for him to look out. And as he turned his face to see what it was, the dog had jumped up and grabbed him by the face and pulled him onto the ground.
And the breed of dog is an American bully dog.
The owner has since put the dog down. He sent off for a DNA test to confirm the pardon. To the law, an XL bully doesn't fall under the breed, so he's just proven that. But they do stem off a pit bull breed. It's the same genes as a pit bull.
Okay. So Daryl 12 has been attacked, a savage, by this dog, and did he concentrate? Awful thing to even try and describe. Did he concentrate on Daryl's face, Robbie?
So basically the dog had went to bite me, bite marks on his neck. He managed to cover his neck and took his face to the ground, but there was the one part. The dog done that to his face, but he also latched into his arm, and he has puncture marks on his arm as well, and then just a lot of from where the dog was pulling at him. The only time was trying to get him off him, and he was trying everything to try and pull the dog, but as he was pulling the dog still had a hold of him and was pulling him around the ground. For some reason, the dog ended up getting distracted. Don't know why or how, my son managed to get up anyway, and the owner told him to run off because obviously he was afraid that the dog was going to go for him again, and being 14, he wasn't going to be able to hold him back. My son got as far as there's like a railing where they cut the grass, where they let the machines in to cut the grass, and he ended up slumped over that, and a passerby seen him and thought he was just winded and tapped him on the shoulder to see was he okay and seeing his face, and then they're bringing him down to his nanny's house, who just lives down the rocks, and brought him in there and called
an ambulance. How many stitches did Daryl end up getting?
Well, he has over on the in just his face, and then
Your line is breaking up. It's a terrible line. Over 150.
Yeah, he had over on in his face, and then he has additional ones in his arms.
And so he was taken to hospital.
Yeah. The thing was, he wasn't taken to hospital because they rang the ambulance, and 40 minutes in, the ambulance still hadn't turned up. So my partner decided that she couldn't wait any longer, pain that he was in, and went to bring him to the Children's Hospital in Blanchard. That was closed. So the James Connolly Hospital, they actually looked after him in there,
right,
in first aid, and wrapped and transferred from there.
Now, was he kept overnight?
He ended up in hospital for 2 days. It happened on the Saturday. He had a four-hour operation with a plastic surgeon on Saturday evening, and then he had to stay in all Sunday, and he got to go home about 12 o'clock on Monday.
Good God. And is there any, he's young in one sense, thankfully, but is there any talk about long-term, well, apart from the mental scarring, which would be awful, any discussion with the medics on what the future holds? Given the extent of these wounds.
So basically they're going to wait on for a year. He was there today. They're going to see him again in 6 to 9 months. And then in another about year's time, they'll check to see, does he need any additional treatment like skin grafts or anything like that. But they just have to wait and see how it heals. Because younger kids, the skin is softer. It sometimes repairs better than an adult would.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have to see what happens.
And how is Daryl himself?
To be honest, he's actually taken it a lot better than we would have thought. Now, if it was an adult, I'm sure they'd still be sitting at home and not wanting to leave the house. But he's happy to go out. He got home on the Monday. On the Tuesday, we went out for a walk just to kind of, he wanted to get out to see some of his friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And we happened to be going by this big husky dog at the time. And I was like, do you want to cross over the road, you know, just to get away, just in case? He was a bit nervous. And there's not an issue. He's walked by dogs. We have a dog ourselves. It's only a little small Jack Russell now, but he's not afraid of dogs. He just said he doesn't like that type of dog. So he said if he ever seen a pit bull or a dog breed similar to that, he'd move out of the way of it.
And when you mentioned the DNA on the dog, does that mean the dog, under the legislation, did not have to be muzzled, Robbie?
Well, according to that breed, supposedly an XL bully doesn't fall under the dangerous breeds, which would mean then it doesn't need a muzzle. Now, if you looked at the size of it, it does look like it should have one, but that's just the guards are actually at the minute looking into that, and he's doing that off his own free will, and he's paying for it himself just to prove that it wasn't a dangerous breed and it wasn't an illegal breed in Ireland, basically.
And have you met the owner?
Yeah, the owner came around to the house not long after it happened, just to explain that he was really sorry that the dog had been put down, and that was later confirmed that even before he came around to us, he'd found out that the dog had done it, and he'd rang for the nearest vet that was open to put the dog down there and then, just to make sure that it didn't happen again.
Any idea what age the dog was?
According to the owner, he was a pet that they had for about 4 to 5 years. So he'd been a pet, never caused any issues. They said they'd never had an issue with the dog at all. He'd been off the lead before, didn't cause a problem. The son had walked the dog several times prior to that, and they said that they've never had an issue. And my son was, he's got me to send a message to the owner, the 14-year-old, because he was afraid that the owner, like, he just wanted to tell them basically that he doesn't blame the 14-year-old that was holding the dog at the time. He just said he's happy that the dog's gone, but he feels sorry for the family for losing their pet. And they're saying that now, like, he's adapting well, but like that, it's only been a couple of days. Like, it could all change in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, a year's time, I don't know. But the main thing we mainly wanted to highlight was that just because a dog is friendly and it can be the best dog in the world for years doesn't mean that one day it's not going to snap. Like, we always brought the kids up to ask permission first before they pet a dog, just because of the fact that you don't know what way dogs sometimes can react. And on that day, he did ask. He did get permission. And unfortunately for him, the dog wasn't having a good day and ended up biting him.
And at least Daryl had to, he still had the wits about him to run, even though he was savagely injured.
Well, he
I don't know how he did it.
To be honest, I don't know either. I've thought about it over and over to see like how he would have got away, only where he was at the time. And it's a good distance all the same. He said he got as far as the railings and he slumped over because he turned like jelly and he just couldn't go any further. We've since went around to the woman that actually brought him home and said thank you to him.
Great.
But I said thank you to her for all her help, and she was saying that she was just shocked to see what had happened.
Just a couple of little asides. You said there is a children's unit in James Connolly Memorial Hospital. Did you say it's closed on a Saturday?
Yeah, so it's a midweek service. It works kind of Monday to Friday. I think it's 9 to 5. And my partner at the time, just out of shock, was just thinking to bring him down that far. And when she did go in, she went to, that was closed, she went into the main part of the hospital with him. And there was a security guard there. Later found out his name is Kevin. And he was brilliant.
Great.
He was brilliant. And he brought him straight in. He unclipped the wheelchair, brought him straight into A&E and got him looked at straight away.
Oh, well done, Kevin.
He was a great help. Even after that, when I was going in myself, because my partner told me she was there, I was expecting to be told, look, there's only one parent allowed in, you know, there's already someone with him. But that security guard got me straight in, got me to go straight in to see my son, because he understood where I'd be frantic and worrying about him.
You can imagine.
He was a great help.
Yeah, you can imagine the state a child would be in after being... bitten. So it was, that was a lovely gesture. It's Pat O'Donoghue. Pat, good afternoon. You've a son with autism.
That's right, Joe. Hello, Joe. Thanks for taking the call.
And you're listening to Robbie. I don't know whether you've seen.
I am indeed.
Have you seen the photographs in the Sunday World?
Sorry, Joe.
Have you managed to see the photographs?
Well, I think from what you've after explained, I wouldn't like to see the photographs. I think the story that man is telling, it doesn't come as a surprise, Joe, as to where. The child being attacked the way the child was. First of all, my sympathy to that father, because
Robbie,
I'm very sorry to hear that your child was attacked the way he was. To myself, Joe, I just said I'd come on to the show. I'm a father of a child, a 16-year-old child who has autism, and I constantly. Frequent a lot of parks where I'm living in the area, you know. I'd be a regular down in the Phoenix Park, Joe, and the amount of dangerous breed dogs that's on the loose in Phoenix Park and other small parks around is just unreal. And it doesn't come as a surprise. It was only a matter of time before we were going to see pictures in one of the newspapers of a child being attacked and with horrific injuries. So it doesn't come as a surprise to me, Joe. Joe, I've had hundreds of incidents out running, walking with my son. I've had to stop going to certain parks because Alsatians, pit bull terriers, every breed.
But they're not supposed to be on a lead, Pat.
Joe, it's a joke. An absolute joke. It's going on years in this country, Joe, and it'll only get worse because more breeds of vicious dogs are coming in. I've no problem with people with whatever breed of dog that they want to get, Joe, but there has to be rules and regulations, and everybody should have the freedom to go to any park they want to without looking around their back, without having to pat out their journey through the park because someone has a vicious dog off the lead. I've had dogs in the past, Joe. I've had Labradors in the past. Good breed of dog, and I've always kept it on the lead, Joe. I respect people with dogs on leads, but with what's happening now in Ireland at the moment, Joe, with the amount of breed of dogs that are vicious, and at an instant they can just attack you, Joe. I was telling your researcher there, a local park in the area, I was walking with my son on a Sunday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, two Alsatians off the lead. I said to my son, come on, Ron, we'll go this way, we'll avoid them. And the dog sensed the fear, Joe, and they went running at us. I had to go running into a house and stand at a porch door and hope to God I was going to be savaged to death. That's how close it was for me, Joe. I've seen so many incidents in the Phoenix Park. There's Phoenix Park rangers in Phoenix Park, and for some reason, I think they're not supervising the breed of dogs that are up there. I mean, when you think of it, Joe, in the Phoenix Park, we have a breed of beautiful deer in the Phoenix Park on the loose. And every breed of dog is on the loose as well. I can't see the logic of that, Joe, can you? I've seen so many incidents in Phoenix Park where Alsatians and pit bull terriers have chased the deer in the park. And it's a constant problem up there. It's a constant problem when I bring my son up and I'm minding my own business and I'm attacked by dogs. I've seen an incident where a woman let a dog off a lead, Joe, and the dog went and attacked one of the guards on the mounted police. And only for the experience that guard had on the horse, he would have been thrown from the horse. It's just bizarre, Joe. It's just, and no one gives a damn. You approach somebody with a vicious dog that's off the lead, and you'll get everything thrown at you, Joe. Language, you name it, and if it doesn't turn into a fist fight, so I just sort of.
Well, has that happened to you, Pat? Where you've checked someone?
It hasn't. I've been threatened and everything, Joe. You know. And at the end of the day, if somebody has an Alsatian, you're on your own. You have your autism. Your son who has autism. What chance have we got, Joe? What chance have we got? It's not being policed. Dog wardens, it's a farce in this country. It just doesn't exist. And it's only a matter of time. That child, please God, that child will pull through with his injuries, and God bless the family. But, Joe, it'll be an ongoing problem if someone doesn't get up off their backside and do something about it.
And, Robbie, like, will Daryl require long-term medical attention? And, like, who's going to pay for all of this?
So basically, we don't know yet exactly what way it's going to work. We're unsure. Kind of, they're saying that they have to wait because he's young, skin, it might fade off.
Yeah, hopefully.
Scars always will be there, but how recognisable they are is a different thing. They can't tell. With that, we haven't received any bill yet from the hospital, but we're sure it'll be in the post soon. Now, the owner has said that they will pay for any medical fees that have came from that, and he's been in touch since. So,
okay, no, no,
when the bill does come in, that he does stand by what he said. But again,
now, what I'm thinking, I presume the public health system will cover it, but I'm presumed down the hopefully this will be the end of it. But you know, in some case, in a year or two, say, well, actually, I'd like a second opinion. I'd like to bring my child to London or whatever, to somebody or whatever people go to. This will cost you money anyway. That's I understand your worry at the minute is your son Daryl, and he's extraordinarily brave. Fair play to him, Robbie, and he was he's extraordinarily kind-hearted as well in his reaction. So stay safe. That's Robbie Graham.
We have had the thing where someone, there's been comments on, say, social media saying that, like, my son shouldn't have pet the dog. But in his eyes, like, if the dog had been wearing a muzzle, it would have looked like a dog that you don't go near, and he wouldn't have asked. But the fact that the dog was off the lead, was running around, he assumed it would be a friendly dog, seeing as it didn't have a muzzle. So the main thing is, two reasons why we said we'd kind of bring this up is, one, we haven't, nothing like this has ever happened, basically, that we've ever heard of in a local area. I've heard of it. There was an incident I think it was March this year, where a Rottweiler attacked some little 8-year-old in their own house.
And the child died.
Yeah.
Child died.
The main thing we wanted to highlight was the fact that just because you get permission from an owner to pet a dog doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
And also, for anyone that does have a dangerous dog breed, if they did wear it, now, my son would have still had injuries, but not to the extent that he does now. And recently, my family and my partner's family, they've been going to local councillors now to try and see, can they get it brought up as, like, make it more strict and give more enforcement to make sure that these dogs, if someone does get attacked by a dog, there is actually proper protocols and stuff that can happen. Because from what I'm told by the guards, having your dog off a lead is not a criminal offence. Like, you can't get arrested for it. You can get a fine. So you might get a fine for, you know, not having your dog in a lead. You might have a fine for not getting it, but it's not actually a criminal offence to that person in order to, not have it done. So we just want to try and highlight it and maybe get something to be done to enforce the law a bit better around dogs and the type of breeds of dogs, and basically that when people do go out, they are responsible for them. If you know you've got a big, dangerous dog, don't let the kid pet them.
Absolutely. By the way, what's Daryl hoping to get for Christmas, Robbie?
It's scooter and a few other bits. You know, yeah, everyone we know has been very kind, and they've been giving them gift cards and stuff like that.
Well
so
okay.
He recently went and got himself a Pac-Man arcade machine for his room.
Okay.
He's loving life now.
The new PlayStation is like gold dust, I'm told. But Robbie, kind regards to you and your family, especially Daryl. Pat O'Donoghue, thanks, and your son Ronan also. And back after this, 51551 Mash Hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.